This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments. Rozgar Mela is a key government initiative which aims at employment generation. Since its inception, more than 11 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through Rozgar Melas organized across the country. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow today. The event will be held at Rashtra Prerana Sthal. On the occasion, Mr. Shah will launch the One District, One Cuisine ODOC scheme. Under the initiative, the distinctive traditional cuisine of each district of Uttar Pradesh will be identified and linked with quality improvement, branding and market access so that local flavors gain not only regional but also national and global recognition. During the celebrations, the Union Minister will also inaugurate the Sardar Patel Industrial Zone Program. He will also confer the Uttar Pradesh Gaurav Samman 2025-26 on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of Uttar Pradesh on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid tributes to Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President described Mr. Thakur as true Jananayak and remembered him for his simplicity, integrity and unwavering commitment to the upliftment of the marginalized. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls, and the most vulnerable sections in society. Ms. Hasina also called for an end to politically motivated acts intended to intimidate the Bangladesh Awami League and other opposition parties, and invited the United Nations to conduct a new and truly impartial investigation into the events of the past year. Urging the citizens of Bangladesh not to give up, she called for public support to reclaim democracy.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raised unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, has arrived on a first official visit to India early this morning. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the visit comes at an opportune moment to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. He added that the visit of Ms. Kallas will build on the momentum of regular high-level engagements between India and the European Union. The visit of EU Foreign Policy Chief comes ahead of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa's visit to India, as the two leaders will be chief guests at Republic Day celebrations on Monday. The leaders will co-chair the 16th India-EU summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.